The story of a failed natural gas project is drawing to a close. A contractor is plugging the wells, and taxpayers are footing the bill. The project started about 15 years ago. A Texas company called Spyglass Cedar Creek came to South Dakota. The company drilled 40 wells in the northwest corner of the state near Buffalo. Within a few years, the company fell into financial ruin. Landowners were stuck with the abandoned wells, and the state had only required the company to post $30,000 in bonds. So, last winter, lawmakers and Governor Kristi Noem set aside money to plug the wells. Liquid Gold Well Service in Montana won the contract this fall. The amount is about $430,000. Shane Schwint owns the company. He plugged 7 wells recently before the weather turned bad. He plans to come back next spring.
Yeah, we're pumping a lot of fresh water, so it's nice when it's above freezing. And we're reclaiming locations, so if the ground's frozen, that makes it a lot harder.
The first 7 wells were about 1,600 feet deep. Schwint puts a cast iron plug and 100 feet of concrete near the bottom. Then he fills the hole with a bentonite mix. He tops it off with another 100 feet of concrete near the surface. Finally, he plants grass over the top. The plugging prevents the wells from leaking, but Schwint says plugging is reversible.
The way we are plugging them, there is the ability for somebody to come back in here 50 years from now and re-enter them fairly easy.
If that ever happens, the state will require a higher bond. Last winter, lawmakers raised bond minimums. They're now at $50,000 for one well and $100,000 for unlimited wells. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.